You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Denver Broncos are in the news here in the month of April because they traded for another quarterback yesterday. Teddy Bridgewater, who's been around for a while now, will be a Bronco competing against Drew Lock for the starting job. And I know Jeremy is beside himself because the first round of the NFL draft is tonight.
We were talking about this yesterday because Josh, our producer, came over to the house for guitar lessons, and I had mentioned that it was draft eve, and he's like, how did you know that that's...
How did you know that?
I play dumb sometimes when it comes to the sports stuff.
But you know your stuff, huh?
Yeah, and hopefully people were listening to the announcement about the new QB, because just saying boys against the girls is going to be a little bit later, so just going to throw that up there.
The Broncos are slightly... You've been paying attention. You know what pick the Broncos have in the first round?
Ninth.
Very. Look at you. Dang. Broncos pick ninth.
Josh is like, wouldn't it be funny that all, you know, this whole time, like, I'm a sports expert.
Right. You're actually like going online and betting. And, you know, you're doing like online betting.
Making like winning. Yeah.
$600,000 a year with your sports bet. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch that documentary about Britney Spears?
I did not. No.
We watched it. It was interesting. She's back in the news now because she's going to be testifying, and a lot of people say that she's going to go to court and say that she wants her father to give up his conservatorship of her.
She's sick of him.
Supposedly, Britney and her sister are, quote, at war and barely communicate at all anymore, and a lot of these people think it either has something to do with when they're growing up or this stuff going on with, you know, her dad.
Hmm. All right. Well, good luck. I mean, I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Her dad is Jamie Spears. And you and I have talked about how it seems like she's done pretty well with him in charge for several years.
Yeah.
But I guess now she's saying it's too much.
I think her boyfriend's in her ear.
You and I aren't involved.
Her boyfriend's in her ear. Guarantee you. I follow her on Instagram.
Dang.
And I know sports stats.
Crazy. Listen, so here's what's going on with fonts. I am a weirdo about fonts. I love different fonts. Even look, quick note. We misuse that word. When we say fonts, what we really mean is typeface.
Okay.
Fonts are the different versions within that typeface. Like if you make it italicized or bold, that is a font. But just, you know, Times New Roman and Helvetica and stuff like that, those are typefaces, actually. So we misuse the word. But anyway, the point is Microsoft, for the first time in 15 years, is going to blow out Calibri as their default font.
Oh.
And they want people to vote on the new default font.
What's their beef with Calibri? Oh, I write everything in Old English.
Old English.
Old English. Everything.
They have five new ones that they're introducing. One of them is actually named after Mount Bierstadt here in Colorado.
That's my favorite. I'm looking at them, and I like that
one. You like that one?
Or Grandview. Grandview's not bad. It's just
so simple. That's from a designer who named it actually after the mountain in Colorado. And then there's another one that they say is inspired by German road signs. How do you not vote for that? Anyway, I was writing about this for the Mindbender Club, and I said, I don't know why I'm so excited. I'm a Mac guy. I don't even use Microsoft Office or Word or anything. Right.
Well, a lot of people still do. We use it here at work a lot. That's what my little trending report is typed out in, is Word. I'm in Arial today.
Arial's fine. Arial's
easy to read.
I'm a Georgia guy.
12 point. Georgia?
Do you like the font Georgia?
I'd have to look it up.
Try it.
I will.
I think it'll change you.
I will. I'll do that.
Change your entire...
Definitely.
Change all your trending stuff to Georgia and see what you think.
I don't think I'm going to do that, Dom.
Dog. Mm-hmm. What else is trending?
I'd like to welcome everybody to National Zipper Day. It's patented and designed, I guess, in like 1913. Oh, there you go. There it is. And that's his fly.
Yep. That was my fly.
Without it, we'd all be buttoning stuff still. So I heard that it didn't catch on for many years. People were not keen to the zipper.
Well, you gotta believe that in the first few years they didn't have it perfected.
Probably.
Because you know
the teeth didn't line up. They didn't line
up. Even today, zippers can screw up. Right? They can get fouled.
I'll never let go of the button, see?
Yeah, that's why when they did that thing, you know, years ago, what was it, the 501 jeans or the buttonfly?
Buttonflies.
People were like, these are buttonfly jeans. I'm like, no thanks.
Especially for guys, it's too much to get into when you got to go tinkle.
Too much.
Too many buttons. Give me that zipper.
I'm in a hurry.
Great news if you've been loving your to-go margaritas the past few months. The Colorado House unanimously passed a bill to make to-go cocktails a permanent thing. It passed the House. Now it's got to go to the Senate. I believe it's House Bill 21-2027, Dom, for those of you that are interested. They're going to at least extend it for 5 years right now and maybe forever ever if everybody keeps behaving themselves with to-go cocktails.
So it's almost like this is a trial, like a five-year trial.
It's been a test run, kind of.
Well, the
past year's been a test run, and I think we've been fine.
But they might feel like the last year was too weird of a year to give it a good examination.
Maybe. So at least 5 years for now, if it passes fully. They say something like close to 90% of restaurants are making revenue from to-go alcohol and delivery. So this is a huge thing for our restaurants. And
you like
those
it.
Afloat.
You've done it, right?
I did it once. We went to a Mexican food place, got takeout, and I got a couple margaritas to go. And they taped the lids on, and it felt really weird walking out to America's Pickup with my food and then looking down and seeing two margaritas in the cup holders, you know?
You know, that's the same as the first time that Landmark Theater opened down in the tech center. It was the first time I ever had gone to a theater where they let you buy, you know, beer and booze and take it in. We're all used to sneaking booze into theaters.
Like, I can have it now?
And it was so strange.
Not as
the
fun
first
now.
What you're describing is along those same lines.
It's just a weird feeling knowing that you got margs in the car. HBO has now announced their cheaper tier plan for the HBO Max. It's going to be $10 a month, and it'll have ads, and you won't have access to all the theater new releases on this plan. But I guess a lot of them, they're going to kind of be ending that here since theaters are going to be opening them up anyway again. So anyway,
I heard $10. 2022 they will go back to theater first.
Okay. So $10 still, not too bad. I mean, there's a lot of decent HBO shows out there, so that's kind of cool.
Here's a funny thing. If I don't know if we have time to talk about this. We've been binge watching a show that was only available for free on this channel called Tubi. T-U-B-I.
I haven't heard of that one.
Because I've got a Tubi. Roku device. So
you get all those weird channels,
Get a whole bunch of channels, and there's one called Tubi.
Tubi.
And it has ads. So you'll be watching your favorite show, you'll be watching it, and suddenly it'll do five little quick commercials. Some of them only like 10, 15 seconds, but it'll do it. And at first we're like, but you know what we found? We actually kind of like it. Because Gretch will be like, good, because I got to pee. And I'm like, and I got to go get some more iced tea. Yeah, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Which I know you can just pause.
You can, but it gives you a little break. Still, it's a little mental break.
It's like the timing is perfect.
Well, that's great.
So, anyway.
Good.
And it doesn't cost anything.
And it's free. That's the best part. A couple signs that the pandemic might be winding down. Well, at least one sign. Durex says that condom sales are way up.
Well, that makes sense.
Like double digits in the first 3 months of the year. So people are getting a little more relaxed, feeling a little more safe about going out. They're starting to date again, and they want to get freaky deaky.
That would have been a good stock tip. I'm talking about the stock tip.
Right.
At the beginning of the year, right?
Or invest. Yeah, can you invest in Durex? Or at least like the latex or companies or the raw material?
Something. Or their parent company, whatever it is.
Raw material.
Might be too late now.
Probably.
Since this news is out.
Probably. And how about this? Chicken rentals have spiked during the pandemic. Yeah, that's the thing. There's businesses around the country that rent chickens.
I didn't know this until today. Did you?
I have never heard of this. And it's so you can get eggs, of course. Or they're saying maybe like it's an emotional support chicken. I don't know. They've seen record sales numbers this past year on chicken rentals.
I'm telling you, this is one of the... it's not a fight yet. It's just one of the conversations in the house because Gretchen is pushing for chickens, and I'm like, I'm holding out.
Don't.
Hey, you don't have. You're preaching to the choir.
They stink,
but she's
man.
Really wanting chickens.
All right. Well, enjoy your chickens and the rats and mice that they bring in as well. Did you tell her that little tidbit?
Which will then bring snakes. I mean,
oh my gosh, you're gonna have a mess on your hands.
We're not gonna do it. Don't. I will put my foot down.
What a business idea, though, to raise chickens and then rent them out. Maybe you guys could do that.
Do you have to put down a deposit in case something happens to the chicken, like if a fox gets in the hen house, kind of thing?
I thought about that. There's
like,
gotta be some liability.
Just get hungry and you eat the chicken.
I'm sorry, I had a hankering. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find it. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Speaking of birds, if you hate birds, you're not gonna want to watch this. But this video has gone viral. It's a street in Australia that shows thousands upon thousands of cockatoos taking over the neighborhood. It's like a 45-second clip. And the thing is, I mean, these things carpet everything, rooftops, lawns, and you know birds, they're pooping all over everything. Mm. And they're like a protected species out there, so you can't get the tennis racket out and shoo them off your car. So you just got to let it be. But the video is insane. So check out the cockatoos. They're on our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.